This today is the Media Prayer Focus National and World News, Servants of God or God of this World. This week's National and World News presented major concerns. Are the reporters servants of the Lord broadcasting the truth to inform and prepare, or are they slaves to the God of this world broadcasting fear and panic? Here are some current headlines. Hurricane Milton, live updates. Catastrophic storm growing in size as Florida is hit with multiple tornadoes. Severe flooding ahead of landfall. Tennessee's Hurricane Helene death toll rises as Hurricane Milton heads to Florida. Biden, Netanyahu speak Israel vows lethal retaliation against Iran. America's largest water utility hit by cyber attack at time of rising threats against U.S. infrastructure. Severe solar storm could stress power grids even more as U.S. deals with major back-to-back hurricanes. So, Father, we lift up your word that you said, O people, this is what you have told us, to do what is good, and this is what you require of us, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God in Micah 6:8. We thank you, Father, that despite all these things going on, that you are the Lord of heaven's armies. You can oversee all the details. We thank you for the people that have come to know you through the Hurricane Helene, that churches and believers and others around the world have come in and spoken the gospel and handed out supplies to those that are needy and hungry and hurting, and helping them and praying for them and sharing the gospel with them. And many are coming to Christ. We thank you that what the enemy intended for evil, God, you are turning around for good. In your word, Isaiah 40:15, you say, no, for all the nations of this world are but a drop in the bucket. They are nothing more than dust on the scales. You pick up the whole earth as though it were a grain of sand. You are the God that we pray to and from, partnering with you to pray over these large events, the situation with Israel, the situation with the solar storm, the cyber attack against the U.S. water infrastructure, and so many other things that are going on, the cartel, the illegal immigration that's bringing in some people who have nefarious intentions. And so, Father, we know that you are the God that created this world. You created each one of these people. We pray for a massive global awakening. We pray for a harvest of souls. We pray for laborers. We pray for America to wake up. We pray, God, into the situations, believing that you can turn them around. You say in Psalm 2, why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. Rulers plot together against you and against your anointed one. They say, let us break their chains and free ourselves from slavery to God. But you, Lord, you rule in heaven and you laugh. You scoff at them. In your anger, you will rebuke them, terrifying them with your fierce fury. Father, and you are also the God who caused the storm to be still so that the waves of the sea were hushed. So we pray to you to bring peace to the storm. We thank you that it's going down in speed. And we thank you, Father, that it's going to do less than anticipated. We thank you, Father, that we are going to see people come to know Christ in the midst of this. And we praise you, Father, that people are going to turn to you and give their lives to you and be redeemed from the gods of this world, because the news that we truly want to hear is the gospel, the good news that's gave us life eternity because of what Jesus did through the cross and resurrection. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.